said, wake up, puff.
This is Mix 94.5's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
Hey, podcasters, Clazzy, Matt and Kimber here.
Hey, in today's catch-up, Jackson and Alex, the winners of Lego Masters.
Steppy D, my stepdaughter, celebrated her birthday with a slumber party.
Beautiful. We'll talk about tradies gone bad.
And Clazzy headed out for a beer to celebrate pubs reopening.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
Last night, on the telly, the biggest show in Australia, listen to this.
The winning team of Lego Masters 2020 is Jackson and Alex.
Mates since high school, and now they're the champions of the Lego world into the Australian Lego Masters Hall of Fame. G'day, boys. How are you? Congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You've done us proud, boys. We've got no footy at the moment. You are the greatest sand gropers that have ever lived.
Homegrown talent.
Got to bring something home while there's no footy on. So.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, boys, you know, when they talked about doing, what was it, a 28-hour free build, and you went with that sort of Frankenstein sort of mad scientist kind of thing, was that something that was in the in your minds all along if you got this kind of opportunity, or was that something that came fairly late in the process?
Yeah, I guess, like, given that the finale build last season was a free build, we had our suspicions that might be the case. So we definitely had a few ideas, like, in the back pocket. But then there was some serious brainstorming that happened on the floor to really resolve it. We had to discard a few other ideas till we settled on the right one.
And 28-hour free build, break that down for me. I mean, how much rest will you get in that time, or will you take any at all?
Oh, look, there are a few little toilet breaks. We've got to eat. We've got to have a little sleep. So it's, you know, there are breaks, but it's pretty full on. It was definitely a marathon, and you don't have much time to think straight, really.
No.
When the moment was it was announced that you'd beaten the other couple of teams, guys, was it hard to fathom that it actually happened, or were you right there in the moment? Was it like freaky?
Oh man, I think even now it still seems so unreal. Mm. Like the other guys just put up such amazing builds on the table, and it felt so surreal in that moment that it was us. Like I don't think either of us saw that coming, really.
Yeah, and it was, you know, it was quite a democratic, well, I say a democratic thing, a bit like Zimbabwe, you know, it's 250 members of the public got one vote and Brickman got 100 votes. But, you know, it's nice to know that you're the public's choice as well.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, Brickman throughout the season got to, you know, he got to know us and saw a bunch of our other builds, but to have people vote purely on the Lego that we put up without knowing anything about us or, you know, seeing us at all, just doing the Lego, doing all the talking and getting results. It's pretty rewarding.
Hey, boys, let's be honest. We know how much you love Lego. Now, this trophy, right, that would be coveted for both of you. Do you get one each, or do you have to sort of take turns at home?
We hope we get one each. Yeah. The guys who won last season did. I think the actual Lego, the Lego trophy is, it's huge.
Sure.
Yeah, so and I think what we'll probably get is two scaled down replicas.
Okay, and look, I mean, we're talking some serious cash here. You know, $100,000. Presumably, you're splitting it down the middle. I mean, what are you going to do with that? It's a real sort of, you know, kickoff for a big project.
Well, I mean, I think we're still in discussions about splitting it down the middle. I reckon I could get a bit more.
Lennon McCartney here having a bust up.
Look, I think I'm going to be a little bit boring with it and do something responsible, like put it towards a deposit for a house or tuck it away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Jackson, with all your travels, mate, and all the places you've lived over the years around the planet, we are in weird times. And, of course, the show was filmed before the COVID thing kicked in. But the world's changed. And I've got to admit, there's got to be more people playing with their Lego right now, right?
Yeah, I imagine that Lego sales have gone through the roof. Like, I mean, man, we've been playing with Lego so much over the last few weeks, not even just because of the show. And I'm sure there's plenty of kids around the country who, and adults as well, grown-up kids, who are getting stuck right into it.
Yeah, I think you should both give yourselves a manicure to let those, you know, look after those fingers.
Oh, man.
The calluses are still there.
Exactly. Yeah. You'll have them for a while, but I'm sure there's 100,000 reasons that'll make you feel pretty good about it. And the prestige, boys. Hey, doing WA proud. Congratulations to you both. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the
morning on Mix 94.5. Fair to say, Matt, you had a different kind of weekend. The weekend just gone.
Yes, I did. Well, of course, we just spoke about the fact that I am now a non-smoker.
Yes,
I don't smoke anymore. Mm-hmm. This is the language that I use to stop me and prevent me from going back to cigarettes.
That's why Kimber's got the day off today. She's taking it up.
That's right. I gave her my old packet.
Damn shame.
But, of course, nothing challenges someone attempting to give up smoking like having a slumber party with 9-year-old girls.
Oh, how many? Because that's sort of a way of assessing the damage.
So Steppy D, my stepdaughter, turned 9, and so 3 of her friends came over, and we did pretty well. Well, I have to say, we did pretty well. There was not a lot of sleep that went on.
No, did they stay up till like all ridiculous hours?
Oh, yes. There was a few stern words at 2 a.m. and some even sterner ones at 3:30.
3:30 at 9? Yes. Those four have done well.
You know what? For me personally, I thought it was awesome. But we do, like a lot of people, you know, we live in quite close proximity to neighbours.
Yep.
And I could just tell that certain level, that decibel that I believe only young girls can get to, but probably boys too.
It's a screech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a feeling that was cutting through. So I thought, you know, we better. But I tell you what, wins for me.
Okay. How'd you go?
I think I've finally cracked it and learnt how to not be embarrassing.
Oh, really? Because you were warned last week, please, Matt, don't be embarrassing at my party.
Well, I blued my beard, and that didn't go down well.
Papa Smurf,
but fortunately, that's sort of come out over time.
Okay.
But I've realised in my sort of desperate need for validation that if I don't put that onto either my partner or my stepdaughter, that actually life goes through quite well.
Oh, without the neediness.
Yes, if I just do what needs to be done.
Yeah, okay.
Like put the things in the oven for the snacks and pour the drinks, everyone's quite happy and peaceful.
But are you happy? Because you're a performer. You need that validation.
Yes, but I do, but I've realised what's worse is not getting the validation.
Right, okay, yeah.
Like the rolling of the eyes hurts more than performing and not getting anything.
Well, especially if it's not just one 9-year-old. You know, like if you're talking about 4 girls, you're talking about 8 eyes rolling. That's not good.
That's right. I mean, I did get one eye roll.
Okay.
Because the plan was for fish and chips.
Okay.
And the plan changed to nuggets and chips.
Yep.
And I made what I felt was quite a wise and measured response, which was, do we need to ask the parents?
Okay. Yep.
But all of the girls rolled their eyes and one of them went, it's a slumber party. Like, we can eat whatever we want.
Yeah, we can have the junk.
And that was it. And that's, you know, I realized then that my input was not necessary.
Yep. Don't have to overthink it.
Get in the car.
Yep.
Go to Hungry Jack's and do your job.
Yeah, pretty much be a slave for a child.
Be a slave.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've come to terms with that. I don't mind it.
Just
do your job and shut up.
It comes together, but there is no noise like whether it be before. I've hosted a couple of kids' pool parties with young girls, and there is something about that screech.
Oh.
It is a totally different thing to boys.
And I scared them purpose. And that was, you know, so I was ticking boxes.
Yeah,
all over the place.
Well, you were winning.
So do your job.
Okay.
Go outside and scare them and then just let it go.
Now you'll have to go over the top of the 10th, mate. Sorry, you've set precedence.
The problem is I feel sorry for you because I've realised that I'm not getting validation at home. It's up to you and Kimber to keep me on the straight and narrow.
Kimber, come back to work. He's performing. It's Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5. But it wasn't that long ago that we had that really quite extreme storm.
Yes.
Which blew branches and whatnot. And it no doubt made a lot of people think, hey, hang on a minute, this tree needs a bit of attention.
Well, Kimber's fence fell down.
That's right.
Still getting repaired, I heard.
Yeah, that's not a euphemism. That actually happened.
No, it did go down and causing grief. But yes, we've got a very big tree in the neighbour's backyard.
Oh, okay.
And he's a gentleman and I said, do you mind if we get a tree? Because there are branches of this giant pine tree that are banging on our roof now.
Yep.
It's a tin roof, so it's not really handy in the middle of a storm.
No.
Bang!
No.
Bang! Oh, not sleeping. I wonder why.
No.
We even moved to the other end of the house, into the lounge room. Didn't make much difference.
No one wants to hear banging in the middle of the night.
Well, not everyone. But no. Yeah, wrong kind. Look, we call, Laurie actually has gone on a mission to find a tree lopper. So a week and a half ago, she got hold of a guy.
Okay.
Right. So this tree lopper, sweetheart, he said, yeah, no worries. I'll call you back and I'll be there probably. Well, it was just after the storm. So we gave him a few days grace.
Okay. Sure.
He didn't show up.
Just didn't show up.
No callback. So she tried another one. And I heard the phone calls as they were happening. And the second guy was a real, he sounded like an absolute sweetheart. Made the other guy sound like a villain.
Right.
So he's going, look, I reckon I'll be there tomorrow. And if not, I'll be there the next day. So Thursday or Friday of last week.
Right.
So as each day unfolded, there were more and more excuses as to why people can't come to do this tree, right?
Right.
I'm going, what's going on with tree loppers? Because normally they're busting a gut to get work and take down branches. And I said to Laurie, I said, and maybe this California pine tree is so big that they drive past and go,
it's not worth it.
But I don't want them to chop the bloody thing down.
No.
Just take off the branches that are touching the roof.
I mean, are they still sort of very busy because of that?
It could be part of it. But
still, surely you can say that in the phone call.
Yeah, just be honest. You know, if you really want the work, then just do it. So we're still looking for the tree lopper to take a few things off. And I would imagine there'll be some out there who want to get some work happening. But after a while, the call's back just, you know, sorry, yeah, it'll be tomorrow. Yeah, it'll be tomorrow. And then the call started dwindling down to nothing.
It's a weird one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is odd.
You know, service has in some ways gone out the window in our modern world.
Yeah,
to
and
a
I
point
understand.
Where
yeah.
some ads will say, we turn up on time.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, dude, that's like, that's 101.
That's stock standard.
Yeah, yeah.
It should be, anyway.
When you say you're going to turn up.
And, you know, I'm a pretty fair kind of person.
Yeah.
I understand it's a tough time for everyone and even tradies. There might be excuses, but don't make the promise if you're not going to back it up. That's the thing that gets me. But sometimes, and this, you know, we haven't had the tradie situation go wrong other than the fact they haven't shown up.
Yes.
But some people have situations where the tradie situation has gone bad.
Well, I can imagine. I mean, because I know nothing about building.
Yep.
And things like that, you know, or even with my mechanic who I love, Muzza.
Yeah.
But if I didn't, you know, if I wasn't sure, I don't know whether they fixed it or not.
Yeah,
whether that concrete slab is well laid or not.
That's $685 to get the car done.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that part of the engine? What's going on there?
Yeah. Jacinta's in Maddington. Good morning, Jacinta.
Oh, hi, guys.
How are you?
Hey, Jacinta. Welcome.
Hi. I'm good. Yeah, no, this happened about 6 years ago.
Okay.
We were living in Salem, Victoria.
Mm.
My parents just bought a house and they had to get their house restumped. They went through three tradies who promised to rock up and never rocked up. And
Right. Then
we finally got one. And they said, oh yeah, it'd take about a month.
Yeah.
So my parents moved in with me and a roughly newborn in a 2-bedroom unit.
Oh dear.
So not too bad yet. and they took about 3 months, kept making promises, you know, oh, it'll be really quick. They trashed my parents' yard with rubbish. They broke planks that they were supposed to keep, floorboards, sorry,
that
were buried to the house. They just smashed it and went like, oops. And then during this time, my sister moved back with her two dogs and a cat. And
yeah.
I had a dog at a time. So there's all of us living in this 2-bedroom unit.
Wow.
And my dad's allergic to cats.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's like a nightmare. It sounds like a bad movie.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I guess, things can happen. I would imagine, again, I don't know what I'm talking about, but if you're re-stumping a home and you look at it and from the outside you go, well, that could take a month and you might discover things that cause the finish date to be delayed.
Blow the job out.
Yeah,
that can happen, but you're being very nice.
I am.
Yeah.
And Jacinta had everyone, including pets, in her 2-bedroom unit.
So eventually weren't living on top of each other. Jacinta, a happy ending. Well done. Yeah, it sticks with you. I guess the story comes up at family get-togethers quite often. There's Jacinta at Maddington.
And of course, looking from the tradies point of view, they're probably thinking, geez, we had a great time on that job.
Yeah.
Bloody hell, we used to break some of the floorboards and use it as a fire.
Oh, lucky they had to do some contingency. The budget blew out.
And the backyard. Geez, we had some good parties in that.
Invite the mates
around. Yeah. Matt and Kimbo in the morning.
On Mix 94.5. Yesterday, our state, in a lot of ways, reopened with phase two.
Yes, and God, we call it new normal. One thing that isn't normal is sitting down having a morning frothy.
Having a frothy.
But you did it for WA.
Doing my best Billy Brownless down there.
Did,
morning
yes.
frothy at 11:30. So we went down to the Wembley Hotel. Tom, our producer, and I went down there yesterday morning just to see things opening up. I think they had a license kick in from 6, but they just had people coming in from 11:30.
Uh-huh.
So you had to make a booking and you if you're having a drink, you can't just go and have a drink at the pub. You have to have a meal as well.
Okay, so you can't just go to a bar and sit at the bar at the moment.
You know how they always say there's always two blokes at the bar?
Yes.
Not at the moment, apart from Tom and I, who got in early just to arrange to do a little video on that for Mix Social Media. But go in there. They're very organised. And a lot of venues have had to be really organised to get the cleaning up to scratch. You know, you get a little card to fill in at your table to say who you are, and so they can contact you if someone has come in and brought COVID in.
Okay,
which makes sense. It adds to the app and the information that's available for people.
Yep.
If they're tracing people later. But it was just really cool. 11:30, people started, you know how beautiful the day was yesterday.
Yeah.
About 11:30, people started walking down through Wembley off Cambridge Street, coming in, and they were well separated at their tables. You could see how excited they were to walk in and get a feed and a drink.
Yes.
It was pretty good. And like I said, they had to be organised, and a lot of venues and a lot of businesses, I notice a lot of gyms are doing this too, they're taking their COVID time when they've had shutdown on to do some either renovations or at least a really good clean and a paint.
Yes.
And the Wembley Hotel is one of the places that have done that.
So it's looking schmick.
It's looking pretty schmick. Your JobKeeper's helped to keep a few people on deck, which is brilliant. And some of the staff that were there yesterday, you could see they're pretty, like all of us. We're happy. If you've got a job, you're happy to have a gig.
Okay. And did you get hammered?
I got hammered on my one sip. had one sip and was spinning on my head. I had a burger. We had a burger as well. And I was halfway through my burger and I looked down. Tom hadn't started his burger.
Ah.
And then I took a couple more bites and looked down. He'd breathed his burger in. It was gone. It was all gone.
And I wouldn't have judged you because back in the day, I didn't mind a bit of Morgan's Evans day drunk.
Yeah.
You know,
a little bit day drunk. Yeah.
I don't miss a lot about drinking, but I do miss a beer in the sunshine.
Yeah.
At a beer garden.
Especially at one of the really nice pubs like the Wembley.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. But it was also good. And what was also strange on the way home, I went and dropped into just over the road is a Lawley's, right? And the chairs have always been stacked up against the walls there at Lawley's cafe and bakery. And there was one woman there having a donut and a coffee. There was no one else sitting inside.
Right.
But you've got to start somewhere.
Yes.
It just looked strange. She looked a bit lonely sitting there by herself.
Well, maybe they asked her, you know, because businesses do that sometimes, don't they? Say, can you sit there so people can see you?
Yeah, well, she was at the window as well. Yeah, so it looked good. But so slowly does it, gently Bentley, as we come back through phase two. And a lot of businesses are looking forward to phase three.
All right. And is there any footage of you, be it was footage that we shot or maybe some CCTV footage
There's
of you?
Probably a bit of that. And there is footage of Tom's taking footage of me at the bar where you can see me take the smallest sip of a beer froth you've ever seen.
Well,
it's actually quite funny.
It's time to be honest, right? Because you're not a beer
drinker at all. Not an ale drinker.
No.
They asked me what they wanted to pour, but it did look good for the footage,
I bet it
didn't
looked great.
Yeah, it did the job. So you can check that out on social media and particularly Instagram. Have a look at the smallest sip of beer ever.
I want to freeze it on your face and see how good your acting is.
It was so bad.
That's a beautiful drop.
Oh, bad face actor. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5. Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Claire missed.
Well, this is one of those stories that you have to keep on reading before you actually get to what the story is.
Get to the crux of it, right.
So it's one of the, social media. Woman's gone on social media and broken the internet again. Talking about her boyfriend of 4.5 years. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
She says that he goes to the toilet to defecate 4 to 5 times a day.
Okay.
So his metabolism is working very well.
Sounds healthy so far.
Or badly. I don't know which it is.
Yeah. It's working a lot.
It's working a lot. Okay. Yeah. Now, this is when we start to realize what she's actually upset about. Okay. So apparently when he goes to the toilet, he will put his feet on the seat.
Right.
And so he's squatting on the toilet, hugging his knees to his chest. Which some cultures do. And she claims he looks a lot like Gollum.
He's so cute.
Now, we all enjoy Saturday night out in Berlin, but I haven't spent a lot of time looking at my partner go to the toilet. So I thought, well, so is she upset about the fact that he's like Gollum on the dunny?
And he's left the door open or she's popped the camera
in there? This is it. I don't know. But apparently she's saying, no, she gets it. This is actually a really natural and healthy way to go to the toilet.
Right.
This is where it starts. And this is where I start relating to it.
Okay.
What she's complaining about is his toilet feet.
Oh, yes.
Walking around the house.
They're on
with
the
his
seat.
Toilet feet.
He'd have to wash his hands like he.
Wash his feet.
Wash
like
his feet
wash
the
his hands.
Okay.
20 seconds singing happy birthday.
Yeah. Or maybe 40.
Now, I get this. I don't squat by on the toilet myself.
Right. Yeah.
But I do, you know, spend a lot of time without shoes on.
Yeah.
And my feet can get quite dark.
Get a bit grubby?
Bit grubby.
Okay.
And yep. I know even my partner T, who I wouldn't call a sort of, you know, germaphobe.
Yeah, not like Kimber.
It's like sometimes she looks at my feet and goes, are you going to wash those before you get into our bed?
Yeah, especially that beautiful new linen. Yeah.
Yes. So, but that's what she's worried about. Right. It's the toilet feet walking around the house.
Okay.
Coming off the seat.
Yeah.
Walking in, da-da-da-da-da. And I must admit, I do sort of feel her pain.
Yeah, you're sort of in that zone.
Dirt and germs. Dirt, we're playing in it. Dirt, we're working it. Everywhere around us, there's bugs and germs. Living drains and garbage bins. Some little kids even like to eat dirt.
Wash your hands and your feet, Jeffrey.
Oh. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning. On Mix 94.5. I'm a week into no cigarettes.
Yep.
A week into being a non-smoker.
Good.
Which is the sort of language that I'm using these days in my quest.
Sure.
Because as I said this time last week, you know, one of the mistakes that I have made in the past is using language that at the end of the day was kind of leaving it open.
Okay. You don't want to sort of...
I'm trying to quit.
You don't want an exit back door to make it easier for you.
Not in this situation,
right.
No.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Well, it's that time, isn't it, mate? Well, it doesn't help you having smoke from burn-offs around the city right now.
I haven't really noticed it.
No.
And I think I'm, of course, I don't know how I'm behaving.
Right.
I feel like I've got more energy and oxygen.
Yep.
But I also think possibly I'm being more annoying.
Do you want the truth?
Yes, please.
A lot better than the last three times.
Really?
Yeah. When you used to be a smoker who wasn't really giving up,
yes,
as opposed to this time. Every now and then I can pick it because I know you're starting after four and a bit years. I'm starting to know your personality.
Yes.
And I just give you a little bit of rope or whatever.
Yes,
and Kimber's done the same. But
yes.
But that's also part of helping your mate through something as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate that. And I'm really interested that you say that because maybe in the last few occasions there's been a self-loathing because I knew I was putting you and myself through this with no intention of stopping.
Yeah. Well, this time I can say quite clearly you're not a grumpy bugger like you have been.
Oh, good.
Yeah, which is a good sign.
Okay. Well, everyone will have their own ways of doing these things. I've gone for this rapid transformation therapy.
Yep.
So I'm listening to a meditation basically every day.
Yep.
It's the same meditation.
Okay.
And a lot of the point, because this is all about that changing the language.
Yes.
Saying, I am a non-smoker. I don't do that anymore. I've given that away. That's
right.
The history.
Right.
And one of the things that the wonderful woman says to me in my meditation is, it's not hard. It's easy because you've chosen to do it.
Right.
You know, I think we all talk ourselves into, it's going to be really tough.
Yep.
And, hey, I've had my moments.
Yeah, of course.
Don't get me wrong. Yep. Don't get me wrong. But I'm glad I've been less grumpy because I have felt less sort of wired.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everyone tries different things, so there's no tangible replacement as such to help you through. There's no, you're chewing on a pen.
I've got nothing to judge it on.
No patches or anything or any of that stuff?
No, not patches, no. Right. But because we've been in COVID lockdown.
Yeah.
And I've put on weight. I can't tell now whether there's...
You say put on weight. You always look the same to me, man.
I know. I can feel it in me belt.
You're a whippet.
I know.
You're a whippet.
I can feel it. But no. I hope not. I hope not. I'm just, you know, I'm doing what I have to do.
Okay.
I've been through this with other things.
Yep.
And I understand that it's a day-by-day process.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I've got your 14th coffee for today.
Yeah, that's
okay?
The problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want everything else. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Mix 94.5's got your back. Down South Week.
ABC Blinds have your back too, with up to 50% off at their autumn drop sale. abcblinds.com.au.
I got your back.
The spoiling continues this week, mate, with a sort of southwest variety to it, flavour.
Well, it's a double whammy got you back, isn't it? Because not only are we getting you back, we're also getting the back of our friends down south who need people to get their back.
Absolutely. We need our next nominator, and that'd be Travis. Welcome, mate. How are you doing?
Good, mate. How are you?
We're very well, mate. Travis. Tell us why you've nominated your wife, Jay.
She works for the police force, and because she's working for the police, she's interacting with a lot of other people. Mm. So she hasn't been able to see her parents for sort of 6 to 8 weeks because her mum is vulnerable to getting sick quite easily.
Right.
So she doesn't understand her mum, and then when she comes home, she sort of has to go up to make sure she has a shower and gets clean and tied up before she sort of sees the kids and gives the kid the kiss and the cuddle and all that sort of stuff. So she's just sort of the glue of the family, and she sort of deserves everything she can get.
I would imagine that police during this time, you know, they've had to go to all sorts of lengths to stay safe from COVID.
Yeah, exactly. They're on the front line, like our nurses and doctors are. The people that are out on the front line sort of need that recognition and support.
Mate, do you think she'll be surprised? Is Jay someone who does surprise as well, and she'll be a little shocked, or she someone who gets a bit embarrassed?
She might be a little bit surprised, but she loves a good chat, so she'll be pretty happy, I think.
Okay, right. Travis, well, thanks for nominating her. We're going to give your wife, Jay, a call and give her a little something to say thank you for all the work she's been doing through these challenging times.
Awesome, guys. Thanks again.
Jay, the person in question. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're very well, great. Thanks, Jay. Maybe you weren't sure why we were giving you a call, but your husband, Travis, has said you are doing good things for our community at the moment.
Oh, well, I think we're all doing what we have to do, but, you know, that's just part and parcel, I guess.
Well, Jay, you're a member of our police force, and we thank you for that. And also, of course, you know, you're dealing with your mum who's got Alzheimer's at the moment. So, you know, that's obviously an added stress.
Yes, it's certainly a hurdle. But, you know, it's one of those things, isn't it? You make do, and that's the hand that you dealt. So you kind of just have to get on with it.
Jay, we've all sort of made changes to our lifestyle. It might include washing your hands for longer than you ever did before. But you have to have a shower before you have contact with the kids. They're little. And sort of carry on like everything's honky-dory, don't you?
Absolutely. Obviously, we don't know what you're coming into contact with, I guess, and that kind of goes for all of us, I guess. But, you know, especially in that sort of frontline type of work, it's just something that you need to be extra careful with, especially with a couple of little young ones running around. So our cleaning practices are getting pretty good down here.
We know it's hard work, and we appreciate everything you've done, and so does your husband, Travis. And so we want to celebrate and give you something special. This is kind of also celebrating the internal border restrictions being lifted in WA. So Mix 94.5 and ABC Blinds are going to send you to the stunning Margaret River Guest House.
So you can stay
there. And we're also going to send you out to dinner at the Amelia Park Restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds amazing.
And you only have to shower once. You don't even have to shower in between the two visits.
Thanks, guys. I don't know what to say. Thank you so much.
We can say thank you to you for everything you do, but also good on you, Travis, because he's got a prize for you, which he gets to benefit from. What a guy.
Right? Yeah, that was really, he's clued on, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty smart.
Well, unless you take someone else. Joke's on you, Trav.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'd probably get into trouble if I did.
Yeah, probably.
Well, Jay, enjoy that, and thanks for everything you do, and take care.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. That's so lovely. I don't know what to say. That's amazing. Thank you.
Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Lockie Reed, only two players for the quiz this morning, mate. How are you doing?
Team of two. I didn't scare her off, I hope. But anyway, the lockdown quiz is ready to rumble for another morning. And we'll get straight into it, guys. I'm not going to muck around today.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, okay. Mr. Reed.
Very serious. Question number one. What type of plant is a Mr. Lincoln?
Mm.
You might have bought one or two over your time. That is question number one.
No, it was just for personal use, eh? Don't, it wasn't.
Would you like a couple of Mr. Lincolns?
Mr. Lincoln.
That was a good weekend down south.
All right, question number two. Henry Winkler, a.k.a. The Fonz, featured in every one of the Happy Days TV shows. Only one other actor was in all 255 episodes. A, was it Ron Howard as Richie? B, was it Anson Williams as Potsy? Or was it C, Tom Bosley, Howard Cunningham the Dad?
Ooh, that's an interesting
one.
That's
a good question, actually.
That's a big quiz night question.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I know it's a good question, but can you answer it?
No. We just thought if we buttered you up about how good the question was, you might give us a bit of a
great question
leeway.
All right, A, B, or C, that is it. Only one other, apart from the Fonz, featured on Happy Days in all of the episodes. All right, So this, I'm very excited about question three.
Sure.
So Who Am I is the name of the game. Stormed onto the scene in 1974, becoming a very famous four-member group. All were born in the same country except one of us. Stage costumes were a key to our live performances. We had far too many hits to list, but one was a number one on the Aussie charts for 14 weeks. Now, knowing you, knowing me, I think you know who the name of the band is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what I want is I want you to give me your pick as to who you three are dressed as. There is money on the line and the winner takes it all.
That's funny.
So I want you, okay. I've got a picture of this band.
Yep.
And our faces are on the bodies of this band. I want you to pick a member of the band. I'm going back to the answers to question one, so have a bit of a think.
Okay. Right. Got to pick one.
All right. Question number one, what type of plant is a Mr. Lincoln? Maddie?
I went with a cactus.
Don't need much watering.
Yep. You are a bit prickly this morning. Yes, Clancy?
I said Mr. Lincoln's a rose.
Oh, Clancy, one from one. Hey! The start is underway.
Oh, you're old romantic.
Thank you. By the way, Matt, you did get a rose.
Yes, a red rose it is. A type of red rose.
Oh, isn't that awesome? What a fluke.
Question number two, Henry Winkler, featured in all the episodes. Only one other actor was in all 255 episodes. Was it A, Richie, Ron Howard, B, Potsy, Anson Williams, or C, Howard Cunningham, the dad, Tom Bosley, Clancy?
Look, he might have gone away to college and missed a few, but I have to say he's a big star, Ron Howard. I'd say Richie Cunningham.
Richie for Clancy, Maddie.
No, I went with Potsy because I think the boys did go to college and maybe even did some national service. And I think poor old Anson Williams, that was the only gig he ever had.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if Kimber was here, she would have got it right because it was Tom Bosley.
It was. Oh, really? I'm dead.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, he was a legend, wasn't he? Okay, we're both wrong.
Okay. Question number three, all the way down to knowing me, knowing you, I think you know who the band is.
Sure.
Who was the band I was talking about?
ABBA.
ABBA,
yep.
ABBA, okay. Now, who do you think, I'll start with you, Maddie, who do you think, a member of ABBA, that best suits your look?
Oh, well, Bjorn.
Bjorn, okay. Yes. Clancy, who do you think?
Oh, I think Frida, the brunette. That's me. Look great with a wig on.
How did you know, Clancy?
I don't know. I'm just guessing. Am I really Frida?
No, I picked the wrong one. I meant Benny. Benny with the beard. Yeah. Yes, Benny. Sorry. Yes. Benny. Benny. Yeah. Benny.
Keyboards guy.
So if when I launched this on social media, Maddie, you will be Benny.
Okay.
I will be Bjorn. Kimber, of course, looks like Agnetha.
Yes.
Absolutely
true.
Splitting image. Yep. And Clancy, you are the beautiful Frida.
Hey, I'm impressed, mate. That is great. Knowing me, knowing you. Well done.
And I can tell you there definitely is something going on. Vague reference for those who remember
solo
hit.
Solo well done. Hit. Yeah, good job.
You guys are super troopers. See you in another 24 hours.
Oh, you, mate.
We hear the drums, Locke. Thanks, mate. Well done. It's just gone 7:17 at Mix 94.5.
Oh, I've just seen the photo.
Great.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
It was a bit of a reopening of our state, WA, yesterday, wasn't it? May 18, as we've been mentioning. And even, you know, pubs and cafes and the like, even if it was just a slow trickle of the amber fluid through the pipes, it was a beginning. We had to start somewhere.
And you were there. You were at the turning of the first sod, so to speak.
How bizarre.
Having a beer at the Wembley there?
I was at the Wembley on Cambridge Street in Wembley itself, did you call me a sod? let's see what's going on across the industry. The Australian Hotels Association, WA CEO, Bradley Woods. Bradley, good morning, mate. How are you?
Morning, guys.
Hey, Bradley, was it an exciting day yesterday? Did it feel like, you know, the start of something good?
I think it was exciting, and it was also a bit of a day of intrepidation as well.
Yeah.
The taps hadn't flowed for 2 months, and I think everyone was a bit nervous. You know, it's a new era that we're in terms of managing COVID-19 conditions. But I think the most exciting thing was to see, you know, the staff are excited to be back. People are happy to have jobs. And we're glad to be open again, to be honest. And look, the public just can't get enough of it at the moment. And I think that the sooner that we can get back to having a decent sized number of people in our venues, the more that are going to be open as well.
Yeah, Bradley, as Matt mentioned, I was at the Wembley yesterday and then we had to fill in the form that was left on the table, which was great. It helps with the tracking and that. But is there a stock standard rule or a set of rules for everyone as far as cleanliness or cleaning is concerned for the venues?
Yeah, look, the state government and the Commonwealth government have all issued guidelines around cleansing and what's required with respect to sanitation and deep cleansing as well. And so what should be happening is between patrons, between people that are changing tables, there's cleaning, there's frequent cleaning of surfaces that get touched regularly. The staff have got lots of hygiene training that they've undertaken, and you know, there's going to be ongoing requirements to sort of continually upgrade the standard and skills, I think, of staff as well. It's not just a one-off. It's going to be an ongoing learning process, and it's also going to be venues are going to learn different tools and techniques to keep the cleanliness going as well. It's door handles, it's menus, it's everything you can see, touch. And it's also the patrons as well. I mean, we've all got to take a responsibility about the way in which we engage and enact when we're out and about. And that's the key to this. If we don't, that's when the virus is going to flare up again.
Yes, it does feel like we'll never go back to a time as it was before for all of us, washing hands more and being aware of those things. Bradley, obviously some of the bigger venues have said that simply not, they can't open yet. They can't open until more people are allowed. I think some were talking about 70% capacity. Does that just come down to basically overheads being covered and not able to do it unless you have enough patrons?
It does. And look, there's huge overheads in opening up a pub or a big restaurant.
Yep.
And they need the flow of numbers to afford to do that. Staff is a very expensive cost, and we've got to make sure that we can cover those wages before we can open. Getting food and product and beverages and everything else in place is not an easy task. So the bigger venues have got to, one, make sure logistics are in place. The breweries have got to get back into action in terms of brewing larger quantities of keg beer. And then on top of that, we've got to have a decent turnover to afford to be able to keep the venue open as well. And at 20 patrons, it just isn't viable for a lot of venues at the moment.
Yeah, it'd be different if it was 20 in each space for some of these bigger pubs with the beer gardens and the like. Hey, Bradley, what's phase three looking like timeframe-wise? When is that, and what is that going to look like in venues? Has that become what Matt said and more like 70 people or that kind of thing?
Well, look, we're actually hoping that it goes towards the figure that the Commonwealth government, well, sorry, the National Cabinet issued a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
The phase three, they talk about 100 patrons.
Okay.
That's the benchmark that's been identified. Whether or not it's at 100 or not, we don't know yet. It'll depend on how well the public and how well the venues manage the next couple of weeks. In terms of time frame, I think probably at this stage, at the outset, it would be mid-June. It could be earlier. I mean, I think the Premier in the last couple of days over the weekend indicated potentially an earlier opening time. And you know, we could be looking maybe towards the end of the first week, second week of June.
Okay.
But that is all going to depend on what happens over the next couple of weeks, the testing regime, whether there's a spike in the spread of the virus. All these factors, it's a moving feast, to be honest. And I know the venues out there, they're asking us the same questions. They'd love to get a crystal ball projection on what's going to happen because they want some certainty about getting back into business. Staff are wanting to get back into work. We need to get people back into jobs again.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the next crisis we hit is going to be the unemployment crisis and the economic crisis.
Yeah, we don't want businesses in long-term, the licenses being shut down or places being shut down, and we want money in registers and cards being tapped. Hey, Bradley, thanks for your time, mate. We appreciate it this morning.
You're welcome, guys. Anytime. Cheers.
Bradley Woods joining us this morning. Always good to get the man himself and get a bit of a chat about what's going on across with all of his members involved. And he's the CEO of the Australian Hotels Association here in the West.
Difficult for everyone, including the Premier. We'd all like a crystal ball, wouldn't we?
Yeah, well, I've just got everything crossed. There's no shutdown again later in the year. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5. Been so much talk and speculation about the footy, and it looks like the second week of June, footy's going to be back.
Yes, going to the Gold Coast, but the AFL is saying do not get up to any shenanigans.
Yeah, what's going on here?
What's the point of being a professional sports person if you can't get up to shenanigans?
So not like the you know, sports people at the Olympics when their event's over.
Shenanigans.
And chasing the runners, you know, when the we were talking about it before.
We were.
Swimmers finish at the end of week one at the games and then they're just
shenanigans.
Going for it.
So World Cups,
players have been urged to act responsibly in regards to their sexual relationships to help avoid contracting coronavirus.
That bloody Gil McLaughlin, I tell you what.
Amongst other things, yeah. Of course. Yeah, so there's so many rules and protocols being enforced on players, let's be honest.
All to kick the ball around.
Yeah, especially if you're a young person and you're at a cool venue, like where the players are heading right now up there on the Gold Coast.
Well,
nice.
It's torture for them, isn't it? Because a lot of them like their golf, and I believe that they're at a golf course, but they can't play golf.
Can't play golf.
Can't have shenanigans.
Oh, no.
What's the point?
Do you take your PlayStation with you? Oh, I think that's about it.
No.
What's going on?
It's not the same.
It's just not
footy. Let me tell you, it's not the same.
It's just not cricket, Matthew.